But he said, and at the time I didn't disbelieve, he said, oh, regularly, you know, somebody who just, you fight with four or five blokes who want to put the tank up, as he called money.
Yeah.
Now, but really, does anyone have any proof out there that sometimes you're for just exclusive audiences, you can get two fellas to fight each other? Terrible, terrible subject, but is there anyone out there who knows about this?
Well,
sort
McLean
of stuff?
Tells a story that when some connection of the mafia decided that he wasn't the toughest, they would put up an American champion to
the
fight
King
him.
Of New York, he called him. The King of New York.
He did fight the King of New York, but this was an Irish fellow who's got called the Irish something or other to go and fight.
Yeah.
They got as far as the dockside in New York. They sailed over to New York. They got as far as the dockside.
I noticed.
And he was waiting there. A, he wasn't Irish. He was of the Negro extraction. B, he was 6 foot six. I put his lights out. We got back in the boat and went straight over again.
Just to embellish that story a little, what it was is when Lenny got there, he was refused entry into the United States, as he told. He said, when I got to New York.
Something to do with his huge criminal record.
Something to do with, well, whatever. Just, they didn't want him in America. So, given that the people who were looking after this fight were a bit miffed at this, they wanted to think that a lot of money was on it. They brought the fella out because they said, can I stand on, you can't enter the United States. And they fought on the quayside, yeah, as Lenny tells it, because he couldn't enter America. So we had a tear up there.
Yeah.
I put his lights out, got me a bit of tank, got on the boat, came home.
Yeah,
now, boats don't turn around like buses.
No, they don't, but he tells it like that.
Yes, he tells it. And that's all that matters. But do you have any evidence out there of behind closed doors boxing? Because actually, I want it to exist, but does it? Do you ever see that BBC documentary that turned out to be a scam?
As it turns out, now all fly on the wall documentaries are acted out.
This one particularly was about a fella who was painting himself as some kind of Zen, you know, master, and but he will do bare knuckle boxing. It was terrifying until two thirds of the way through they found out it was all a setup, and he wasn't there. BBC loved it, didn't they? They said it was at some remote country farm, and they was all there with the. But it turned out to be a scam.
When I was editor of Total Sport magazine, the best interview we ever did, in fact, the crew captain did it. Friend called Andy Darling did the interview with Lenny McLean. It was brilliant.
It was a great
picture research was fantastic. Because Simon, my pal, does picture research, and he's great at something mad on boxing. And the story he tells where he knocked out, I think it was Roy the Bull Shaw, and then jumped on his head is true. Because I've seen the video.
Oh, no, he does.
Him out, and then he takes a big jump on his head.
I've got quite a few videos of the unlicensed boxing, because they do them for TV documentaries, but I get the raw footage. And they are really... But you don't know. I mean, it can be made look like that. But I've seen the one where he actually does jump on another...
Now, when they do the advert, Laurie, for unlicensed boxing, again, they don't need to say free can of lager. They could if they wanted. They don't need to.
But we were going to do it every caller this morning. Do you find boxing sexy?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I enjoy watching boxing, actually.
For the sport or for the...
For both.
Yeah.
She likes slap and tickle with the emphasis on slap.
I don't really.